we are back to life. Let us say thank you to God for sustaining us, maintaining us, holding us together when we were deep asleep, and some of us were snoring like me. I did snore this morning, but I'm here today to say thank you to God that I was able to snore, to make some noise in my room, and then woke up with gratitude in my heart and say to God, thank you that when I slept, you protected me, you kept me. How did I know I snored? Let me tell you how I got to know that I snored. As I'm coming on set, God said to me, say thank you to me that when you were sleeping, you were snoring. So God told me that I was snoring, and I must say thank you to him. So I'm saying thank you. What about you? Do you know how you slept? Do you know how you woke up? Do you even remember how you woke up that you are standing here today? The bottom line is this. If you are here today, let us be grateful and thankful and rejoice on the moment with Charles, knowing that I am loved by God. My topic is, say to yourself, I am loved by God. I am loved by God. God loved me, and he allowed me to snore, and he allowed me to wake up so that I can be on a moment with Charles, you and I can meet together because we did wake up. So the topic for this morning is, I am loved by God. Do you feel loved? Do you feel that somebody loves you? Do you feel that somebody truly loves you? Yes, God loves you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So whilst you are here today, remember God loves you. And he loves you so much. He gave his only precious son to die for you and for me. So say to yourself, I am loved by God. You see, God has a good plan for your life. God is thinking good for you. He's planning good things for you. He's leading your way, directing your way, sustaining your way. So whilst you are here, I want to encourage you to know that God loves you. Say after me, I am loved by God. Go and take a pen and paper and write, I am loved by God. This money that I need, that I don't have, because I am loved by God, he will show me a way around it. This health issue that I have, that the doctors are saying they cannot help me, write it down, I am loved by God. And because I am loved by God, I'll get a solution. Let us pray right now. Abba, Father, we want to thank you that you love us. And because you love us, you cause all things to work together for our good. And because you love us, you direct us and guide us to be able to go forth and be able to get what we want. And we know you love us, so you will not let any bad thing happen to us. Oh man, I'm very excited about this one. I'm hearing God is saying to me, tell them, because I love you, I will not allow the enemy to win against you. Say after me, I am loved by God. And for that, say after me, God will protect my life. Father, my sister, my brother, my partner, who is watching this moment with Charles platform, Father God, extend your loving hands to surround him or her and shower him or her with your supernatural love, blessings that will allow him or her to have a beautiful day. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord continually sustain you for 2024. May the Lord elevate your life. May the Lord cause his face to be strong on your behalf. And as you're experiencing the love of God, may closed doors be open. May sickness be healed. May all financial nightmare be resolved. Go forth today, reminding yourself that you are loved by God. Thank you for watching The Moment with Charles. I cannot wait to see you in person, then I can shake your hand. Until then, go forth and let it be your guide. I am loved by God. May God bless you. May God go with you. May God direct your steps.